chorus is a little slower. I'll move back to drums for the time being. And I'll try to accent that with you.
Because that's actually a similar thing that a drummer is going to be doing with their snare. And the interaction of, you know, what drummer is filling in with the snare and what the pianist and guitarist is filling in, all kind of the same role in terms of accenting off beats and setting up phrasing and stuff. So, but this way I get to keep time also, which is nice.
Just a little bit of melody now, just to...
No, that's okay. Let's just hop through a little bit.
Okay, one, and two, one, two, three.
Let's slow it down. So you're on and a one,
right?
And a three, which
I'm doing.
You're,
what?
You're doing and a one and a three. It's right before. Just try and a four first. So that's going to be one, two, three, four.
So three,
one.
Not the one. Not the and before the four. The and of.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. That was not good. Yeah. Let's just do and a four actually, because
there's a lot of chords.
Because there's a lot of. Well, no, not necessarily. It's just that that tends to be an important one.
Okay.
Even more than the other. I'm gonna play it on the snare too. So.
Okay.
You can kind of listen to that. One. Two. Especially if, you know, if you're going into the second A section or something, that if you hit the and of four together, you know, most rhythm sections will kind of do that to give it a sense of lift. And that's, you know, a lot of big band writing has that in it, and a lot of the small groups came out of that, so, you know, it kind of carries over.
Does the bass hit that too, or?
Sometimes. Sometimes. I mean, you know, that's when you just keep your... Yeah, I mean, if you feel like everybody's going to land somewhere soon, chances are, you know, if it's a rock group, it'll be on the downbeat.
Right.
If it's a jazz group, it'll be on the end of four. Not to get too clinical about it, but that does tend to happen. Wojtek, why don't you take a solo, and then at some point in the near future, all three of us are going to hit the end of four at the same time, hopefully. End of section. Or just see if we can kind of support the solo by doing
so. We have three sections in this, even end of each of those sections, like
end of either, you know. Yeah, actually, let's try it every time. I was gonna see if it happens spontaneously, but let's try to force it a little bit.
So if it was the last four measures, and you want to hit that end of four, you want to do it on
you
going into the last four. So
well, you yeah
before
I mean,
you go to the top.
Yeah, and you into if. I think what you're asking, you anticipate the chord that's going to come on beat one of the next measure.
Yeah, so if it,
yeah.
If it's that last
it's
four,
it's...
Mm-hmm.
Playing that and before, do you always hit the chord?
You play the next one.
Okay, all right.
Because if you play the other one, it's going to carry over into the next one.
Yeah.
Sounds strange. So there's a little bit of suspension for a second.
Yeah, okay. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I should just strictly do the and before like I did last time?
That in mind and then to end each section and go into the next section, the rhythm section. We're going to hit the end of four, just to see how that feels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robert? It's four and, so that and going into the next chord.
Right. The end before one. What ways can I push the phrasing of this forward by using offbeats and comping? And then, from a soloist perspective, you try to orient your lines around those things a little bit, so that you know it doesn't sound so boxy. In a way, I mean, there's such a difference between. Yeah, it's a little boxy. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Nursery rhymes are fun to play. But also just accenting, even if you're playing a major scale, accenting those offbeats a little bit more, or at least not accenting the onbeats. Heard it compared to German beer house something. But even if it's just straight, it sounds a little bit more natural.
know.
I'm happy.
Thank you. No, but it is funny. That's probably the I was just
getting affected.
I was just kind of walking around earlier, and one of the main things I noticed with jazz players around here is that everybody's swing feels kind of backwards. In that, you know, you end up da 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 da. You know, you think triplet. That you land on that first triplet. You know, that you end up, that was just a random scale. That wasn't, you know. Whereas if you accent every third triplet, all of a sudden it sounds so much more like swing. Here's the more classic boxy, you know. I'm just playing the first triplet and then the third triplet of every group. Mm-hmm. So down. But I'm gonna try to flip the accents around so that third one, which is just the second eighth note of every line that you play, I'm gonna try to flip it so that gets the accent. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So. It's almost, you know, if you want to think about it like classical music, it's a two-note slurp between, I don't know if this is actually helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys classical music nerds?
Kind of a slur.
Yeah. So it's a two-note slur. Usually you get. It's really more of a with swing. It's really more of the other way around. You know, get Bach the bebop. It could be the name of some kind of. I'm sure someone's done it before. Actually, I think there's a concert that was bebop. Yeah.
Bebop.
Yeah.
Bebop.
Bebop. Yeah. So that even if you're playing, you know, but yeah, even if you're playing the same content, it's just that rhythmic propulsion that kind of distinguishes it. Yeah, actually try this.
You're on the up.
Yeah, it's all on the up. That's the thing about. And that's the thing that gets lost so easily now, because there's so much music that's on the down floating around that feel creeps in. And then there's something, you know, even guys that can play really well, there's something that just sometimes doesn't feel right, and I think that's what it is. It's all on that. It's just having everything kind of be on the up. And if you listen to any, you know, Charlie Parker, Cannonball, Bud Powell, I mean, even early Herbie and stuff like that, they straighten it out a little bit, but that underpinning is always there. So can we try that pattern? Try to flip the accents around. Yeah, it's just C major scale. Yeah, that's the idea. Let's try it again. One, two. Yeah, right. Or if there's an easier pattern to it.
That was a different pattern.
That's the first thing
minor.
That's the one that came to mind, but it can be anything. You know, it could even be da ba da ba da ba da. Actually, let's try that one. Da ba da. So just C D E F. Actually, that starts to sound like.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker went home and said, today I'm just going to work on ending all of my phrases on offbeats or something, that would be a little tedious and a little academic maybe. And of course, I mean, nobody consciously said, oh, I'm going to end everything on the end of four. But it was just kind of by having that idiom in their ears, all of these guys ended up doing that. And so, you know, nowadays, because there's so much floating around, to kind of get, it can help to kind of get more specific about what they're doing so that you can practice it and kind of pinpoint exactly what it is that makes swing sound like swing. But, you know, of course, always the best way to get that is to just listen to a lot of those guys, and then it's like picking up an accent in a foreign language or something. You just kind of tend to notice. But, you know, with that analogy, too, it's like, yeah, people from Spain pronounce their R's differently, so just think about that. Or something. Where you, I
or
know.
From Poland.
Or from
with the R's.
Yeah, wait, because how do you guys trying to think? Wait, say something with the R.
Yeah, Yardbert.
Oh yeah, I never noticed that before. Interesting. But it's one of those things. Like if you're, you know, okay, so if you're trying to imitate a Polish accent or something, then you focus on the R's or something as you're listening.
Yeah.
And you start to notice that stuff. So, anyways, let's. Yeah, let's play something else. Maybe one try footprints.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, Yardbirds read by Charlie Parker.
Hey!
Wow, there's a lot of art.
That's a lot of art.
The balls are the teasy, is it? Yeah, bad, bad, yeah, yeah, yeah. There are no R's. How about that?
Well, then there's the Boston accent.
Charlie
Parker.
Yeah.
One other
thing.
Footprints. How are we doing on time, by the way? I have absolutely no idea.
It is 10:33.
Oh, okay, that's good. Didn't mean to go up on a tangent.
I find that stuff really useful. Yeah. So.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Stop me if it starts getting too much. Because I could nerd out on this stuff for...
Too much swing for us?
No. Too much swing.
Too much swing.
Too much jazz. Too much jazz.
Let's go back to 1, 2, 3, 4.
So yeah, we'll, why don't you start with the bass line? I'll kind of play with you, and then who's taking the hit?
How well do you know it?
Okay.
I'm not.
Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Goody, why don't you play the melody too, actually?
I'll do my best. All right.
Yeah.
And then once we go through the melody, then we're gonna
then
go
we're
solo.
Just
and then do I walk or just keep doing that pattern?
It's one of those things where that pattern, where you start with that pattern and then that can be a point of departure. I don't know what bass players do.
Okay.
It's you know, you start with that pattern and then you vary it and you loosen it up.
Okay.
Or, you know what I mean?
Yep. Okay.
It's almost like a watermelon.
Keep the part pattern in there, but yeah.
I mean, I think eventually you start to walk that works, but it's never going to go ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
All right. It's always going to have that kind of open spacing thing. All
right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll just see what happens.
Okay.
I have to listen to what Ron Carter did on it. Well, actually, that's a mistake because he goes all over the place. But, yeah, it's almost like a bass line to a cantaloupe violin or a watermelon band where they start with that and then maybe eventually it becomes something else.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, let's just try that again. 1, 2. Let's start right on the solo.
Break up the slide. What?
Yeah. Wait, who's
taking
the first
one? I'll
take the first one. Yeah, okay, 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3.
Thank you. Yeah, you had some awesome stuff on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.